USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Shouts of "Debt to America" was being called out in Baghdad among thousands of mourners in a funeral procession for Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he was planning a major incident.
When he landed in Baghdad, the travels before that put him in places all around the region which were aimed solely at building out what they were referring to as the big attack.
Democrats, including Virginia's Mark Warner, has questions.
There was a threat. The question that I still need to get answered is, has the administration thought through all the ramifications of their action? A better outcome would have been if the administration had briefed congressional leaders beforehand, briefed our allies beforehand.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
High temperatures and increasing winds have Australian authorities worried as raging wildfires tear through much of the country. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in New South Wales.
The big problem for Australians in this part of the country is that the fires are very unpredictable and no one knows when the fires will strike, if they will strike, and if they do, how ferocious they will be.
President Trump's impeachment trial is still in limbo as Senate leaders trade blows back and forth. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says senators have a duty to conduct a fair impeachment trial of President Trump. Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer argues that key witnesses and relevant documents should be subpoenaed for the trial.
The Republican leader prefers finger-pointing and name-calling to avoid answering the looming question. Why shouldn't the Senate call witnesses?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A San Diego Superior Court judge ruled that owners and operators of a pornographic website owe 22 women $12.7 million for fraud after lying to them about where the videos would be distributed and deceiving them into making them. Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, owners of the website Girls Do Porn, were among the 13 defendants. The judge said the women would retain the ownership rights to their images that appear on the videos. He also ordered the owners to take down the videos from their site and other sites on the Internet. The lawsuit accused the defendants of taking advantage of women in financially vulnerable situations and took calculated steps to falsely assure the models that their videos would never be posted online. Instead, the videos were posted on their websites and many other popular free service porn sites. The Effluenza teen is back in court. USA's Tim Berg explains.
A Texas man who used Effluenza as his defense at a trial for killing four people while driving drunk was arrested on Thursday after authorities say he violated the terms of his probation. Ethan Couch was booked into a Fort Worth, Texas jail after he tested positive for marijuana. Couch's attorneys say their client has been intensely monitored for alcohol and illegal substance use for more than 20 months and has never been positive for the use of any substance before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.